You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Ennio Morricone composed some of the most iconic movie music of all time, and some of his most memorable soundtracks were recorded at a place he co-founded in Rome called Forum Studios. And when he was there recording his score for the film Once Upon a Time in America, one of the people in the room was a 12-year-old kid named Marco Patrignani.
I perfectly remember, as a young boy, running around the studio and experience the power of an orchestra performing the amazing music of Ennio.
Marco's parents ran the studio during that time, and now he's in charge. And coming up, Marco gives you a tour of Forum Studios and talks about taking care of this special place and all its history.
We preserve with so much love. That's why you can see these instruments in a good shape, because we love.
Forum Studios on Sense of Place Rome today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. More songs from movies the rest of the hour, too, starting with the opening to Dog Day Afternoon, movie starring Al Pacino, who also happens to be Italian. Here's Elton John's Amarina.
Dream the
This is World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. Ennio Morricone was the composer for some of cinema's most famous soundtracks, scores for films like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Thing. And Once Upon a Time in America. And many of his scores, including this one, were made in a place called Forum Studios. For Sense of Place Rome, we visited Forum Studios to talk to the man who currently runs it, Marco Patrignani. He took it over from his parents and has vivid memories of a childhood spent there.
I was 12 years old when he was recording Once Upon a Time in America. In this place where we are talking, on this chair where you are sitting and I am sitting exactly the same. So I perfectly remember as a young boy, you know, well, running around the studio, reaching my father and experience the power of an orchestra under the notes, performing the amazing music of Ennio. So as you can believe, it's so touching, you know. So this just changed my life.
We are sitting in the main room of Forum Studios, a room big enough to fit an orchestra, buttressed in the corners by Doric columns echoing the ruins Rome is so famous for. To Marco, this is a second home.
I used to describe myself as the custodian of this place, because actually this is my vision, this is my mission. I grew up into this place. My father, Franco, was one of the main chief engineer, sound engineer here. And he worked with so many artists, helping also Ennio Morricone and others.
In 1969, Ennio Morricone and three of his fellow Italian composers founded this space, originally calling it Otrofonic Studios. And many of the original instruments chosen by Morricone and used on those famous soundtracks and recordings are still here. The tubular bells, vibraphone, the timpani.
And here we have a glockenspiel. These are original instruments, again, chosen by the maestros. So they just got 55 years.
How do you preserve them so well?
We preserve with so much love. That's why you can feel, you can see these instruments in a good shape, because we love. We are entering the control room of the Studio A.
The first thing you notice in Studio A is the very old, very big analog mixing board. It's the length of a hatchback car with hundreds of colored knobs and sliders and buttons and lights and labels. It kind of looks like it could operate a spacecraft.
What we are looking at touching here is a Neve, N-E-V-E, Neve. Every people that works in the business knows about Neve, which is a kind, let's say, of Rolls-Royce of the sound, especially for classic orchestral recording. You can feel with your hand, if you put your hand into the channels, you can feel the they used to say it's a very warm sound. Neve gave you a warm sound. The reason why, as you can feel with your hand, is because it's warm.
It's literally warm.
It's literally warm. And the sound is warm because you have a lot of condenser inside. You have a lot of components inside every channel.
Besides the large main room we started in, there are several other spots you can record and more than one control room.
And as you can see, every studio has a different acoustic.
And a different, like the smell in here is, like you mentioned the smell earlier, but it smells very good in all of these rooms in different ways, kind of.
You see, this is cork.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna move into the third studio, the smaller one. still original, exactly original from the 70s. And you will recognize my voice, the sound of my voice will be different. Just because the acoustic around me is different.
Yeah.
It's like when you enter your kitchen and then you move to the living room and then you go to your garage. And it's totally different, obviously.
Marco's parents took over the studio in the late 70s, and it continued to have success. It was during that time Morricone created the Once Upon a Time in America soundtrack, and when the unique space and production capabilities started attracting popular music artists, too. But when Marco began running things in 1996, even though Forum was well known, the business for a large studio like this was getting harder.
The Forum Studios in 1996, actually, were in a very difficult phase. And at that moment, I decided, because I grew up here, to me was just not possible to admit that the place where Federico Fellini and Ennio Morricone created his masterpieces, over 3,000 soundtrack, and many huge artists, you know, Beach Boys and Quincy Jones. Come on, we just cannot. So my dream was to keep going and helping this place.
It is no easy task.
Because in a today world, every major studios are fragile. I'm talking about, for instance, Abbey Road, Capitol Studios, Forum Studios in Rome, and others, where still today you can record up to 80 musicians. Technology is really like changing so much. And that's why since 30 years, any big producers right now can produce at home.
But here's the thing. There's no way to recreate a place like Forum Studios at home. Almost 30 years after Marco took over, the studio is still here. Something draws musicians to this space.
A rock band, an artist, a soundtrack project can be done everywhere in the planet. The difference in where you want to be in that moment, in that particular moment. And so what we are talking about is the vibe of Rome, the vibe of Ennio Morricone and all the rest of the amazing artists. And so sometimes a rock artist can just, you want to experience, you want to be inspired by Rome, yeah. The eternal city, that's it.
That's what drew Danger Mouse, AKA Brian Burton, to Forum Studios to record his 2011 album, Rome.
I invite you to have a listen of this album where you can recognize the Forum sound. And actually, why Brian Burton, you know, chose Forum Studios? Just because he was in love with the idea, because the record is named Rome. He wanted to involve all of this energy in his records. He also used some original musicians of Morricone. He asked us, like, who was playing the drum with Morricone 40 years ago? And this guy was in life still, like 80 years old. And he said, okay, I want him.
At the end of our visit, we are back in the main room where we started, the one large enough to record an orchestra, with the original warm wooden floors and chairs lined with instruments that Forum Studios has had for decades in a space Marco has known so well since he was a child.
It's like the walls are talking to us. Sometimes I switch off the lights and I just stand here. I mean, I sit down on the floor and I just listen. So many things, because music is still always surrounding us. This, I'm talking about something physical. I'm not mad. You know, the energy, we cannot hear right now notes or music, but this music is still here. And so it's talking to us. And our mission and my mission is just to help this and share all of this.
That's Theme from Rome, from Danger Mouse and Danielle Lupi's album Rome, which was recorded at Forum Studios in Rome. Thank you so much again to Marco Patrignani and the folks at Forum. I'm Marina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you got a tour of Forum Studios in Rome as part of our Sense of Place Rome series. Forum Studios was co-founded by composer Ennio Morricone. If you'd like to see inside Forum Studios yourself, you can find lots of photos and video on our social media at World Cafe. You can also go to my personal social media to find more at RahRahRaina, RahRahRaina. And you can check out all of our Sense of Place Rome pieces at worldcafe.org. And keeping with the theme for the rest of the hour, it's all music from movie soundtracks, starting with songs that featured in films from a director who collaborated with Ennio Morricone on the film The Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino. Two from Pulp Fiction, starting with Dick Dale. Here's Miserlou.
Waiting for the world famous Jack Rabbit Slim's Twist Contest. Now let's meet our first contestants here this evening. Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fellow here?
Vincent Vega.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
A teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have
chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell. Before that, Dick Dale with Mizzer Lou, both songs that appear on the soundtrack to Pulp Fiction on World Cafe. Playing songs from soundtracks all hour to go along with the tour of Ennio Morricone's studio earlier today on our Sense of Place Rome series. Quentin Tarantino said that Morricone was his favorite composer ever. So here's two more tracks that showed up in Tarantino movies. These are from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, starting with Roy Head and the Traits, Treat Her Right.
Yeah, my man. All right. Hey! Oh, you're looking good, baby. I wanna tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Baby, all right. Hey!
From the soundtrack to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Bob Seger System, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. More movie music in 1 minute here on World Cafe. Hey, I'm Raina Duris with you on World Cafe. Earlier this hour, visited Forum Studios in Rome, where Ennio Morricone recorded some of his most memorable movie soundtracks. So you're hearing movie music all hour long. A trio of themes right here that you will probably recognize, starting with Bernard Herrmann's theme from Taxi Driver. Thank you.
you do. Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Shut.
Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
case you weren't sure. Yes, that was the main title from Star Wars by John Williams. It's all movie music this hour on World Cafe. You know, sometimes songs are written for the movies they're in, and sometimes movies take their name from songs, like in the case of this one, Psychedelic Furs, Pretty in Pink.
Oh. Thank you.
Everyone's gone to the movies. Steely Dan finishing up this hour of...
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.